store beef, salt beef or salt pork?
Salt pork, yeah. All the pork was salted, but our beef was mostly fresh.
How about chipped beef? Did you ever have that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what is that exactly?
That's dried beef. Real thin shred dried beef. And, I guess you can still buy it though, can't you? Chipped beef.
Is that the same as jerky? Or?
No, jerky's dried with a sauce on it.
Oh, okay.
Chipped beef was, it was dried too, but it was cut real thin and that. And they used it for gravy, making gravies. And,
cheese.
That's made out of the jowls of the hog. And the snout and the eyes and ears and everything else.
That sounds really delicious.
It's mighty tasty, isn't it, Cook?
And it's not made out of their eyes, so geez, they couldn't hiss.
Yeah, but they used to. It's like a cold sausage.
Yeah,
it's just
water.
It's good. Oh, but it is good?
Yeah, it's good. If you're hungry, it's real good. Depends on how hungry you are.
How about, do you ever have to go milking?
Milk cows, night and morning. 15 years.
Oh. What time would you have to get up to go milk?
5 a.m, and we milked them at 6 p.m.
And what would you do with the milk right after you milked?
We'd separate it, cream from the milk. Big thing, you'd turn, yeah.
Did you have to strain it before?
Oh, yeah, we strained it, yeah.
And how would you strain it?
We had strainers or a dishcloth.
How many head of cow did you have to?
We milked 3 for just a family.
So it's just 3 cows, it wasn't to sell?
No, no.
And how long would the milk last for you?
I don't know, 3 or 4 days. 3 or 4 days. Depending on what refrigeration you had. Some people just had the spring water running over. They'd put it in what they called a spring house, and that was their refrigeration. Yeah.
Like a dish towel, then turn the water on, then the wind going through.
Cooled it. Evaporation. Not quite, but you could keep it. It would keep, yeah.
How about when you separate the milk, you have the cream and then the milk. How about skim milk? Would you ever have, how do you get that?
No, we always had little pigs that liked skim milk. It's either whole milk, we kept the whole milk, and then for our butter and cream, we separate, see. No, skim milk is all it. And there's that good stuff called buttermilk.
They take a ladle or a spoon and take the cream
off. Yeah.
And then you, whatever is left, you get to drink. That's one of those good.
That was good. Buttermilk, fresh buttermilk. You haven't lived, gal.
You used to eat a beef before we got that chicken.
About a half hour.
Same thing with the churn, but you had to keep turning it. And it was easy, just as easy as this.
How about milk that's starting to get bad? What do you call that?
Sour milk.
Do you ever keep it?
No, we fed it to the pigs.
The pigs got everything.
The pigs got a lot of it. And if the cow put her foot in the bucket while you was milking it, the pigs got that.
About the time you sit down in the winter time, good. She'd bring that tail around and he'd hit you right across the face, and it was about half broken.
Lumpy milk in a container.
Cottage cheese, you mean?
Mm-hmm.